Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. I am so honored that you are joining us today. We're going to have an amazing time looking at one of my grandmother's classic teachings, Winning Every Day. Now, we don't have time to show you the whole original teaching, but I want to make sure you get your copy of today's teaching notes. This is our free downloadable copy that you can get on our website, and I want to make sure you get this in your hands today. So go on our website and make sure you get today's copy of the teaching notes. I also want to take some time and thank our partners. Partners, thank you so much for what you do. It's with your help that we get to do all sorts of amazing ministry all over the world. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I also want to make sure that you get prayed for today. Every single person watching here has prayer needs. I know that you may need a healing in your body. You may need a miracle in your finances. Whatever the case, please call, go on the website. We know that God has miracles for you today, and you can win every battle that is waged against you, you can win today. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today. This teaching is very classic. It's very powerful, and it's one of my favorites that my grandmother did. This is about how to win every single day. From the moment you get up out of bed, you can start winning. Make sure you look at today's teaching. Let's jump in.
Now today, I am very excited about this message because it's how winners always win. So, you know, that's a big deal to me that you win because it's a big deal to God. And, you know, I use this scripture over and over. Thanks be unto God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Now, it says always. Everybody say always. So God always wants you to win. So this is what I say when I haven't won yet. I say, well, the game is not over yet. Because the game is not over till I win. How do winners win? So I want you to look at a scripture this morning with me, and this is Luke 18, and I'm going to just look at maybe verses 2, 3, and 4, and it says, there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. And so what does God say? This is like prayer. Sometimes you don't see an answer, but don't give up because prayer works. How do winners win? They win through prayer. So I want to just share something that happened to me. When our church was about 3 years old, we had a couple who came to our church, and I'm going to guess she was probably in her mid-40s, maybe late 40s, and she was pregnant, and she had adult sons and an adult daughter. Probably they were in their early or late teens, early 20s, and she got pregnant. You know, we would say, well, it's a change of life baby. But she came to me because when the baby was born, it lived for a little while, it was a little girl, and then died. And so she said to me, you are my pastor's wife, and we're going to be having a ceremony for this little girl, baby girl, and would you come with me to the cemetery because you're my pastor's wife? Now, I'm going to tell you how I felt. I thought, dear me. You know, I'm about 29, maybe 30 years old. I don't feel adequate to go with this woman. I know she's an older Christian than I am. She's a strong Christian, but I will go because I'm the pastor's wife. So I went with her, and I'll never forget. It was out on the side of a hill where they were burying this baby. And I remember praying with her for this. And let me tell you, her name was Judith Glazier. Did I ever dream, praying with her that day as her pastor's wife, that she would become an intercessor for me for over 40 years? And she died maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I told her, you can't die till I'm finished. You know, and she said to me, "Now, Marilyn, you know, I don't want you to give up. Remember, I have a sister named Evelyn. Evelyn, would you stand up?" And so thank God for people who pray. What is going to make you win? Prayer is going to make you win. But if you're not persistent, everybody say persistent, and if you give up, you won't win. Do you think prayer is powerful? Do you think all those 40 years of her praying for me, that it didn't help me? Do you think reaching 134 nations and every day, every weekday we reach over a billion people, do you think that was important? Why? Because prayer makes you win. Put your hand on your heart again. Say, "I won't forget." Prayer makes you win.
I want to pray with you right now if you are in the middle of a difficult situation. Maybe you think there's no end in sight, or you look at this battle that you're fighting and you really don't see how you're going to get through it. I know that God has an ending to this season of your life. So call, go on the website. We want to pray with you that God would give you hope and courage and faith, and that you would be able to keep pushing and praying and contending for victory in the middle of your difficult situation. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today that God would strengthen you and uphold you with his righteous right hand. Let's jump right back into the teaching.
And so when I look at this, I say, well, what should we pray about? Well, Jesus said, we should always pray. So look at someone. Say, "Honey, never give up. Always pray." And so we pray about everything. Everything. Because we can constantly pray. That's important to us. Now, the Bible says, "In all your ways," this is number one, "acknowledge him. He shall direct your paths." And so I would say to you, how many of you are expecting to go to heaven? Really, I don't think you'll pray in heaven. So where do you need to pray? Say, here. And so we pray about everything. But what about unanswered prayer? And everybody here, if you're honest, there are things you've prayed about you didn't see happen. Am I right? And there are things you've prayed about you're disappointed. Because you think, where is God? Why hasn't he opened this door? Or why did this have to happen? Why did this person have to die? Or, you know, why did this person turn against God? Why are these things? So I want to address unanswered prayer. And you have it in your notes. And he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his," what? You're not reading. Shame on you. Because of his what? Say it again. So do you stop praying when you don't think it's not answered? Everybody say persistence. Don't give up. "He will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you." We like this. "Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks," what? "And he who seeks," what? "And to him who knocks," what? "It will be open." But you persist. You keep asking. You keep knocking. Right? And you stay in there with persistence. So that's very powerful for us. And I was thinking of the power of prayer. I have a good friend. He's a pastor in this city now. I would guess he's 33 or 34. But he and his parents moved here from Mexico, and his mother was dying of cancer. And they, you know, they were basically Catholic background, but they went by a little building one night and it said, "God answers prayer." It was a church. So they went in, and the pastor was very warm to them, And they got this little church praying for their mother, and the mother was totally healed of cancer. Now, today, remember, prayer has ripple effect. Say that with me. Prayer has ripple effect. So she got healed. The sons and the daughter both serve God. Now her son is a pastor here in inner city for our church, for our city, and he does big meetings overseas, Nepal, Central America, South America. But that's the ripple effect of prayer. So when you stay in, it doesn't look good, doesn't look like anything is going to happen, everything is against it, but God answers prayer. But many times, you keep asking. Everybody say, keep asking. You keep seeking, and you keep what? Knocking, and it takes some time. Now, I want to look at this also, because sometimes when we have children, and we have mates, and we have people in our families who have wandered away, don't want to serve God, don't want to have anything to do with us, don't give up. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, because sometimes, folks, we've had this happen in our services. Parents will be here at the front, and we give an altar call, and their kids come from the back. And I remember one time when this happened. This man had four sons. He and his wife had gotten saved in our church, spirit-filled, real turned on to God, but their sons didn't like it, and they didn't want to be Christians, and so they said, you know, this year, for the new year, we want all four of our sons to be saved. Well, that doesn't sound like that's going to happen, but they'd been believing God, and by the middle of the year, they had all four sons who came, and came from the back, and came forward and got saved, and they got to see it. Did they give up when the sons cursed them? Did they say it will never happen? No, they believed.
Do you feel stuck, overwhelmed, or even like the battle is just too much? God has already equipped you to win every single day. When you give a gift of any amount, you'll receive Marilyn's powerful book, Winning the Battle Every Day. Full of practical steps and insights, this book helps you to overcome obstacles that may block your spiritual journey. For your gift of $25 or more, you'll also receive Enjoy Life, a down-to-earth guide to finding joy in your everyday moments. The Declare Today CD, so you may hear life spoken over your future. And Blessed to Be a Blessing, a dynamic booklet about living in God's abundance. And for your gift of $65 or more, we'll include the Jewish prayer shawl and prayer cloth, beautiful fabrics that can be used to envelop you in His presence. You don't have to wait for a breakthrough. God's power is available right now. Call or go online to receive your resources today.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're going to have an amazing time jumping into today's teaching, but I wanted to share with you a quick testimony from my own life. There was a time in my life where I didn't know if I was going to have an opportunity to go on a missions trip. But the Lord encouraged me, my parents told me to pray, and I continued to pray and believe for the money and the country to open up, and God made a way for me where there wasn't a way. And it's because I didn't give up. I didn't stop asking, I didn't stop seeking, and I didn't stop knocking. For every single person watching today, make sure that you keep going, that you keep praying, pushing in, and believing God for miracles, because you can win every single day. Let's jump right back into the teaching.
If you look at point number three, I'm going to talk about Zechariah. It should be Zecharias and Elizabeth. Remember, they're the parents of John the Baptist. Now, they were older, and I don't think, they probably had prayed and prayed and prayed, because it was not good for a woman not to have a baby in that time. And nothing happened, and they're older. Everybody say, older. And so now it is the time for Zechariah to come and spend a special time in just the temple. And so he goes, and an angel comes to him and tells him, you're going to have a baby boy. And he doubted it. And I know he had prayed in the past. I'm sure they had. But he said, what? Can't be. Too old. And so the angel said, because of your unbelief, you're not going to be able to talk for a while. So you can't say anything negative. That would be good for us, wouldn't it? If God would say, no talking now for the next 20 months. Oh, brother, we would go bananas. But he said, no talking. Why? Because he didn't want any unbelief. And so Elizabeth, you know, she got pregnant. With who did she get pregnant with? John. Everybody say John. But I want you to see the mileage of prayer this morning. How important it is for us not to give up, because there's mileage of answers that comes. It has ripple effect. That is very key for us. So what happened is Elizabeth is pregnant, and then Mary comes to Elizabeth because she's pregnant with Jesus. And when she spoke to Elizabeth, John in her womb was spirit-filled. Folks, that's big. Everybody say big. And did Elizabeth ever dream that the Savior of the world was in the womb of Mary? Did Zacharias ever believe that? Did they believe that this child they would have that would come late in life would be the way shower for Jesus Christ? Ripple. Everybody say ripple. And so when you start praying over things and praying for people, don't give up when it looks bad, because who knows what's going to come out of it. And of course, John was born. And when the baby is born, God kind of eases up on Zechariah, and he has his voice. And he said, you know, call the baby John. So look at John, 1 John 5:15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. I want you just to stand up. I told you I wouldn't have you do this, but I repent. I want you to stand up. Let's pray over some unsaved people in our lives, because I think this grieves us the most, especially unsaved loved ones. So just pray with me. Say, Father, I have loved ones who are not going to heaven. This morning, I pray the Holy Spirit will woo them and draw them. I thank you today. Nobody is impossible. You got me, and you can get them. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You can be seated.
Do you have unsaved loved ones? Do you have people in your life, in your family, in your neighborhood that need to know the Lord? We want to pray with you that they would encounter the Holy Spirit. Please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you for your unsaved loved ones, that they would come back into the warm embrace of the Father and receive the healing he has for them. One way that you can reach your unsaved loved ones is through today's book. This is my grandmother's book, Winning the Battle Every Day. This is an amazing book that will teach you to fight battles, and it's a great resource to give to those in your life who are going through hard times. There are difficulties that we walk through every single day, but this book is an amazing resource that will help you to fight every battle. It's very practical, and make sure you call, go on the website, and get multiple copies for you and for your loved ones. We'll be right back, so make sure you don't go anywhere.
Do you feel stuck, overwhelmed, or even like the battle is just too much? God has already equipped you to win every single day. When you give a gift of any amount, you'll receive Marilyn's powerful book, Winning the Battle Every Day. Full of practical steps and insights, this book helps you to overcome obstacles that may block your spiritual journey. For your gift of $25 or more, you'll also receive Enjoy Life, a down-to-earth guide to finding joy in your everyday moments. The Declare Today CD, so you may hear life spoken over your future. And Blessed to Be a Blessing, a dynamic booklet about living in God's abundance. And for your gift of $65 or more, we'll include the Jewish prayer shawl and prayer cloth, beautiful fabrics that can be used to envelop you in His presence. You don't have to wait for a breakthrough. God's power is available right now. Call or go online to receive your resources today.
I grew up in a pastor's home, and so I was around church and Christianity and all that stuff for all of my life. But I remember when I was very, very young, one of the most essential things, conclusions that I came to was, you know, I can do all the right things, I can say all the right things, I can follow the Sunday school teacher, but the most important thing I determined early in my life was to have my own personal connection with Jesus. And that decision, that solution actually, has guided my life for all of my years. I want to pray with you now that you would have a personal relationship with Jesus. Whether you've done it in the past or never, let's pray this together now. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Sorry for the wrong things that I've done. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving me and setting me free for your design. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, I want to talk about this. Have you ever prayed and just given up? Oh, well, it's just not going to happen. I've prayed for years. I've believed God. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. So, look at point four. This is very important for you this morning. I'm so glad you're here. It's worth coming today on this weekend. I'm glad you are here. I got on Facebook and nagged people, please come to church. Because we get into unbelief does not mean that God will not hear. What if you said, oh, well, not going to happen? I think Zechariah and Elizabeth got into unbelief, especially I think he did. Because why was he so shocked when the angel showed up and spoke to him? And why did the angel say, zip your lip, man? Why? Because even in our unbelief, God loves us. Now put your hand on your heart. Say, I will not forget. Even when I have gotten into unbelief, God hears us. Now, I put this scripture in because I think it's so important to say what God says. And I heard something that was so interesting to me from a medical doctor, not born again, and he handles people with strokes. And he said, you know, one of the key things to restoring someone's brain with a stroke is getting them to speak things out loud, because what their brain begins to think and they say, their brain hears it and it begins to restore their brain. What? You mean to tell me speaking God's promises can restore your brain? Could it restore your unbelief? Could it? And no wonder this scripture gets in here, whosoever shall say to this, have the faith in God or the faith of God. For assuredly I say unto you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed, cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, you say, yeah, but, you know, I quit saying it. So I'm going to give you my interpretation. You say, do you think yours is right? Well, of course I do. Or I wouldn't tell you. Or you could say she's a liar. Throw rocks at her. Tell Pastor Reese, get her out. This says, have faith in God, but it also can be translated, have the faith of God. Could God have faith for us when we feel like we run out? Could he? I believe he could. So I'm going to tell you this scripture. I use it every time I preach, every time I do television. And it's Galatians 2:20. I am crucified, yet I live. But the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Why do I say that way? Because it can be translated either way. Because Jesus does love me. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Jesus loves me. And because Jesus loves you, does he have faith for you? And faith and love work together. And so I see this working, that Jesus, because he loves me, has faith for me. The Father, because he loves me, he can have faith for me. And I can speak to the mountain because of the faith of God. I can speak to the situation and I can pray. And I may think, oh, it's the worst I've ever seen, the awful. But Lord, I'll just lean on your faith. Now, judgment came on Zechariah, you know, in a sense, because it kind of was put off. You know, he couldn't talk for Zechariah's. He could talk for a while. But then when the baby's born, he can talk. And so I thought, God, sometimes we don't zip our lips and we say stupid things. We pray our children will get saved and then we say to somebody, they're acting like thugs. I don't know if they'll ever come to the Lord. Then does God give up on us because we said the wrong thing?
No, God does not give up on you. Look at the story of Peter. In John 19, he denies Jesus 3 times. But what happens next? John 21, Jesus gives Peter 3 chances to redeem himself. God has redemption for you. Your decisions, your actions, your mistakes are very small blips in God's big story. His plans are much bigger than your mistakes because he's God and we're people. If you need prayer to help to walk in the redemption that God has for you, please call, please go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would leave behind the sin and walk in the freedom that God has for you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is freedom, and there's freedom for you today. Call, go on the website. God has redemption and freedom, and you can walk in it today. And don't worry, you don't have to do it alone. We love to pray with you. So again, call, go on the website. Thanks so much for joining us on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. God bless you, and we love you.